This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you here with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. If you want to get live, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can send me, you know, send me an email. I know some of you have said before, I don't really want to talk on the air. That's fine. So send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. And let me know what you think. I don't care if it's a topic, discussion you want me to have, maybe even a guest that you want me to have on. I have no problem with any of that. I'd be more than happy to take that on. But you got to let me know. You got to send me some info. I'm not going to do all the digging myself. And look, I used to tell people to do this all the time. Bullet point. I'm not going to read a 3 or 4 or 5 page article and try to figure out what it is you want me to do. So please, bullet point it for me. I would appreciate that very much. You'll make my life so much easier, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, just in case, 855-732-5563. All right. So, you know, if you've been listening to the show for any period of time, 15 minutes, right? Listening to the show for any period of time, you know that I hate all the microaggressions, the trigger warnings. I don't hate the snowflakes. I actually dislike the people that made them snowflakes. And as you see in some of these issues where you've got parents that are encouraging this. Look it, I always encourage my kids to speak out, but not for anything. Make sure you have a clue. Make sure you can back up your claims. Make sure that, you know, if you're asking for something, it's legal and it's fair for all. Don't you? Fair. Fair for all. Seriously. I mean, otherwise, don't fight for it. And I mean that really. Don't fight. Unless you can back it up, unless it's the right thing to do for everybody, don't. Don't push it, I should say. Don't do it. So now, because our little snowflakes that you've helped raise, some of you out there have helped raise these kids. You know that's true. And then you don't do anything to fix it. You don't check up on their schools. You don't do anything to fix it. You don't do anything to help out with it. I don't get you guys. And then what does your son or daughter do? I heard a staggering number today that I know it's down, but I heard a number today that, what is it? It was like 42% of millennials. Not everybody's millennials. 42% of millennials are still living at home. What the heck? Look, not that I hated my fit, but my God, most of the guys that I hung around with, they had their licenses at 16 and a half. They had a job, they were paying their own bills, and they were out of the house at 18. Not that that was the best, not that that's the best way to do it, don't get me wrong. But now I see the young boys, I get such a kick out of this, in a bad way. But I see the young boys, they're out there sitting in the passenger seat of the car. They're waiting for the girls to pick them up, to drive them around, to take them here, to take them there. Like, what? What are you ladies now, the chauffeurs? I mean, some of you, I know, you think it gives you superiority. All of a sudden, you know, he doesn't have a license, you have one, you drive him around, he's dependent on you. That's the kind of relationship I want. You always want a relationship where somebody's dependent on you, not because they love you or anything, or want to be with you, or love the person you are, but heck, I need a ride. I guess I'll date you. You have a car. Just all this crazy stuff going on. The world is spinning in reverse. I told you guys before. I have a theory. I think the Mayans were right, and the Earth as we knew it came to an end in 2012. Okay? I mean, hear me out. Came to an end in 2012. I think it stopped spinning in the middle of the night and started spinning in reverse. That's why everything is backwards now. I'm telling you, I can't come up with anything else. So the student activists within the San Mateo Community College are demanding that their administrators require all faculty members to complete a semester of microaggression workshops. And the thing is, I don't know how they're going to teach that. They can't even wrap their mind around it to teach it. How are they going to teach that class? The professors and the people of student-serving positions must go through cultural... I'm telling you what, if print had stayed in, the Britannica would have made $1 billion by now, having to change those books every year. You know how they used to give you a brand-new updated and abridged volume every year? It was like an update to the world. There would have been 5 every year in the last 15 years. So professors and people in student-serving positions must go through cultural fluency and microaggression workshops each semester. So now they got to be refreshed each semester because they're idiots. I don't know. Maybe they have early onset Alzheimer's there at college-level teaching. And it has to be part of their contract according to the demand. Now, who's making demands? Another student organization called Rise Up. And these guys make me crazy. Additionally, the protest... See, what we should do is bring back like a hazing kind of thing to get into the school. Toughen them up a little bit. Not do the really extreme, stupid stuff that they do, but you know what I'm saying. Additionally, the protest... You know, no calls home to mommy for the first 10 days. What do you think about that? Most of them, they don't have to be hospitalized. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks for being with me. Don't go far. We've got a lot coming up right after the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
This is Big Dave for PlaceYourChipsCaribbean.com. Want to know what's really cool? Your charitable tax-deductible donation every time you play. PlaceYourChipsCaribbean.com, the feel-good gateway to fun and prizes. Play free. Learn our system. Get 50,000 free chips and play for prizes. Play for scholarships that benefit Caribbean students. PlaceYourChipsCaribbean.com. Take it from Big Dave. A win for you is a donation to Caribbean education. PlaceYourChipsCaribbean.com.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I mean that sincerely. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I'll wait to do this, but I'm going to do something with it. And this is about the rumor going around that Obama wants to make it so that you can't defund Planned Parenthood. And funding is in the hands of the Congress. So let's see if Congress... Well, I don't want to blow it now. I'll talk about it in a minute. So we were talking about the, if you want to get involved in the conversation, it's 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Head over to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll, buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Not that hard. Okay? Buy the book. The students are demanding at San Mateo Community College that the professors, the teachers, or whatever you want to call them, they need to go to microaggression workshops. Now, if I was a professor there, I'd have a field day with this. I'd go. I'd probably have one of the. I'd probably have the teacher quit after I was in that room for about 15 minutes with them. But I'd go. But the student group asking for this is called Rise Up. Now that should tell you volumes, right? The group also wants the school to require every student to at all three campuses to undergo a cultural sensitivity and ally awareness workshop before registering for any class, noting that any student who is already registered must complete the workshop before the fall semester of 2017. So now, this is why we're the last everywhere. This is why we do so poorly across the world with our kids coming out of college and such. We're so worried about social issues that we don't you know, dig into the sciences, dig into the math, dig into the English, dig into law. So the only thing they're worried about is that there's a cultural awareness. There's an understanding of whatever community it is. I don't care if it's the LGBTQ community, Hispanic, the black community, the bowling on Thursday nights community. It doesn't matter what it is. Everybody has a special place. The demands also make the case for serious curriculum overhaul with explicit requests for faculty to plan out alternative curriculums. The ones that avoid whitewashing or the failure to acknowledge or understand the marginalized communities and oppression. So, yeah, so instead of teaching about, these kids have so lost it. They have so, forgotten. They don't understand the great things this country has done around the world. And I'm going to do it again. I'm going to blame the parents. If you're the parent of one of these yo-hos who can't figure this out, who really believes this is a terrible, nasty country, you've got a problem. And for everything that you list that we've done wrong, I could probably list 50 things that we've done right. For every group you think or believe in that feeble little mind of yours that we've wiped out, I'll give you 50 that we've saved from extinction. Countries that we brought back from occupation. See, these snowflakes keep calling us occupiers. We're such occupiers that we take all the resources out. We turn, you know, when we go into a country to take it over or occupy it, right? We teach everybody English. You can only read, write in English. You can only use American dollars. Everybody has to dress like us, be like us, work like us, right? We totally take it over. That's what occupation is. So we're not occupiers. We don't even take the money for the oil. It's all about the oil. No, it's not. We don't get any of it. And we don't take the money for it. That's what Trump wants to do. When he goes in to help out these countries, he wants paid back. I never understood why we never got paid back. Especially from the countries who could afford it. You know, back, World War II? World War I, I think it was. German had to pay reparations to the countries who had to come in and save everybody. And they were beat down. They were never going to get out from under it. Well, it didn't look that way anyway. And they should. If we go in to help somebody because they didn't help themselves, especially because if they didn't help themselves, if they left themselves open, why shouldn't we get reimbursed? Right? Didn't the Saudis call us in to help them out with Kuwait to get Saddam out of there? Why weren't we reimbursed? Why shouldn't we expect to be reimbursed for that? The only army on the face of the planet that could do it. Some of you guys are too young to remember when Russia went into Afghanistan and got their butts whooped. I mean, the Russian soldiers were running away from their tanks and other places. The Afghanis were so savage that the Russians didn't know how to fight them. Which is kind of weird, if you know how the Russians fight. You sit there going, really? How'd that happen? We went in there and whooped their butts in a relatively short period of time. Anyway, back to whitewashing. Can they still call it whitewashing? Isn't that interesting that a group that believes in white supremacy calls, you know, misinformation whitewashing? I'm surprised they can get that out of their mouths.
I don't think that's what they're referring to. What?
To avoid the whitewashing or the failure to acknowledge the and understand the marginalized communities in history?
I don't think they're using whitewashing in a traditional sense.
Even if the class is centered around European or Anglo-American history, the implications of European Anglo-American imperialism, I love that word. I love to watch these young kids use that word. They can't even spell it, let alone know what it means. And they're upset about our influence throughout the globe. And reiterated that America is the, it should be reiterated that America is the root cause of instability and oppression throughout the globe. You know, the ones that want this, the ones that are really pushing this, maybe we should send them to North Korea. No, because they really need to understand real oppression. That young man who played, what was it, a banner he was playing with at a theater? You know, it's government property. He's doing 15 years. But we're the oppressive ones. Right? To top it all off, Rise Up is demanding mandatory diversity studies courses that would be required for graduation. And frankly, if you want your transfer to go through from one school to another, now you want to get out of there, they want it required that you can't get your transcript unless you do the take the class. And you know what? And here's something about it. They're referring to some of the things that Trump wants to put in place as Hitlerish. Are they serious? Trump Senior Host will be back in a minute. You'll see The Real Side on GCN. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas. The attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park. Meantime, sound of the river, you're stopping your whole everything.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be part of the conversation. Seriously. You know, every time I say that, I go back to my childhood. Remember that? Was Romper Room National?
I don't know, but it was where we were.
It was where, okay, so it was in Boston, and it was down in Tampa. And yeah, remember, everybody was a doobie. That was Doobie, a good little guy, and Doobie, don't be a bad guy. Right? There were Doobies and Don'ties. That's right. I remember that. They had the little bee wings, too, didn't they? I'm regressing. Anyway, so we're talking about the snowflakes in San Mateo, California. Figure this out. That's why I said to you, let California go. You know, everybody go, yeah, you can't secede. Yes, please do. I mean, maybe we should do an online, what is that thing that we do, a GoFundMe. Let's do a GoFundMe to help California secede. What do you think? You know, a dollar here, $2 there, it'll add up, really. Seriously, we get enough people to do it, we might be able to pull this off. But again, I say, as I said before, I want to get one of those big, like, rakes. Just rake all the loon, it's a loon rake, okay? Just pull them all into California. I think that would be great. Yeah, they're mostly here. Well, no, I mean, New York would probably bog down the system, but still, they could come in. Lots of land. We still have lots of land available for them here. Let them come this way. I mean, according to the global cooling, freezing, warming, climate change people, New York is going to be buried underwater eventually anyhow. Because when the polar ice caps melt, the water's going to rise, and you won't be able to inhabit Manhattan. So the student activists at the San Mateo Community College are making demands on this. And it's not for better bathrooms. It's not for better food. It's not for better teachers. No. It's so the teachers have to take a microaggression class. Or anti-micro, whatever you want to call it. They want students to take it in order for them to be able to register for classes. They want students to take it in order for them to transfer to another school that doesn't require one. Another school that believes in freedom. Another school that believes in common sense, maybe. And where are you parents in all of this? Have you got a clue that this is even going on? So in order to practically carry out such a demand, the group suggests conducting yearly evaluations on the public safety staff and training with a public forum about perception of public safety. And it needs to be open and inclusive to all students. Now, that's great. Who's going to pay for this? See, these kids, these lunatics, we should call it the toilet paper syndrome, right? Because when your kids are home, they never ask where the toilet paper comes from, right? There's rolls in the bathroom, there's rolls under the cabinet, there's rolls on the holder. They've always got the roll when they need it. Just magically appears. You know, when your kids get their driver's license, you want some good lessons? Send them to the store for basics. Make them go to the store on their own dime and give them money for the groceries. Make them spend their own gas money. Hey, you live here. You crap here. You use my water when you flush the toilet. Right? Make them see where it comes from. The group also suggests creating a direct filing system. Listen to all the stuff they're putting in place. Because it's so much more important that we stay away from microaggressions than it is that we teach our kids actually how to be competitive in the world in that global community they keep talking about. Direct filing system for complaints against public safety that administrators have to evaluate. And then recommending the inclusion of students within this process in order to ensure the proper procedure. Because, you know, the administrators could never figure out how to do it properly. It takes half-baked lunatics to do that. I mean, think about this. Isn't this like the inmates running the asylum? We want students on the committee to make sure that the microaggression, anti-microaggression classes are taking, and that the faculty and students, my God, talk about creating, again, they were making fun of Trump, right? He wants to take away freedom of speech from the press. Where's the press on this one? Despite the potential cost of Rise Up's several requests, the list of demand concludes with a plug for tuition-free college, saying that it needs to be... You've done this, people. This is your fault. You've raised these lunatics. This is a toilet paper syndrome, see? I want, I should have, I should see, I should get, but I don't want to pay for it. Because I don't understand the whole money thing. There was always food in my refrigerator. There was always clothes in my closet. There was always toilet paper in the bathroom. And I didn't pay for any of it. So I know you could do it for free. There's a way to pull this off. My parents did it. You could do it too. God, people. Oh, where was I? This is a true story. Despite the potential cost of the Rise Up Shovel request, the list of demands concludes with a plug for tuition-free college, saying it needs the school district to strive for free community college, and argues that all three colleges should be free. And education is a right. No, it's not. It is not a right. You don't have a right to be... Matter of fact, you don't have a right to free education. You have a right to access of education and equal access to education. Right? The public school system. You know what? If the education system was what it was originally planned for, like I said, reading, writing, arithmetic, right? The basics. We'd be okay. When you started to jump down the moral side of things, you know, parenting, how kids should be and not be, how they should act and not act, how they should treat each other. When you started doing all of that, you were stepping on the parents' toes. Get out of the way. Nobody asked you. No, seriously, nobody asked you. Get out of the way. amazed. Get back to doing what you're supposed to be doing, and then we'll talk. The student organization's cites the 2016 president election and Donald Trump's rise to power as a motivation for the list of demands, noting that the ideas of intolerance, xenophobia, and racism have become increasingly normalized. Now, deep-rooted systemic and institutional, social, political, economic, psychological, and spiritual oppression. I don't think half these kids can even spell these words. Deep-rooted systemic and institutional, social, political, economic, psychological, and spiritual oppression have been unveiled as an underlying issue with the fabric and foundation of the country. The group concludes, adding that it expects nothing less than what is presented. So they're not going to back down, which is good because they should be thrown out of school eventually. They list a bunch of stuff that this has all been put in their mouth by the professors. This has all been taught to them by the professors. Think about this. Because they're 180 degrees from anything a conservative believes. Right? It's psychological warfare for them when you don't agree with them, period. And then you present them with logic. That's psychological warfare for them. It's spiritual oppression if you want to talk about God and Jesus. That's spiritual oppression to them. Come on, work this through in your mind. Think about what they're really asking for. Deep-rooted systemic. Yes, we've always been a Judeo-Christian country. I guess that's where the spiritual oppression comes in too, right? They talk about the political issues. They're only really talking about right-wing conservative issues. You know that, and I know that, right? Seriously. Economic, free everything. That's what they're really what they mean by that. That basically everybody should get everything for nothing. Now, that's all been unveiled as the underlying issue with the fabric and foundation of our country. So all those things are wrong. All the things that actually made this country great, all the things that actually made this country strong, all the things that people came here for, to get away from their countries from, these little snowflakes who have never stepped foot off the country, some of them not even outside their mother's, their parents' doorsteps, for all intents and purposes, right? They're telling you what a worldview is. How full of yourself can you be, right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Going to address, we're going to address some of the things that Obama's doing that I need to set some of you straight on. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a minute.
KD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at KDArmor.com, CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
That's how we dealt with microaggression or aggression as a whole when I was in school. Give me three steps, mister. That's right. Give me a head start so I can get out in front of you, buddy. Kind of thing, really. We were that swift when I was in school. Getting beat up was a fairly regular occurrence. Brought on by ourselves, mind you. Usually something dumb, stupid that I said or we said. Nowadays, I need a safe space to go running to, I'm sure. I'd probably sue the school for not having a safe space I could go hide in. Appreciate the time you guys are spending with me. I really do. And listen, you know, the microaggression thing, I got to tell you something. Here's what bothers me the most is these kids didn't come this way or didn't show up to college this way. I mean, I'm sorry, didn't get this at college. Okay, this was not something they showed up within 3 weeks of being on campus. They learned about all these things. They've been going through this with the whole education system. You've been watching them at home. You've been letting them get away with stuff at home. And then they go out to the colleges, and you're paying for it in some way, shape, manner, or form. You're helping them out with their gas, with their insurance, even if the college is close to home, and it's almost free. And you're probably sitting there going, what's the big... You know, it's like, I love people who want to bring up the fact that in the days of our founding fathers, that some of the smartest people on the planet, some of the people that were running this country, running cities, mayors of towns and stuff like that, were 17, 18, 19 years old. And I would never deny that. You're right, they were. But they were three times smarter than the 17-year-olds we have today. And don't give me that, oh, no, you can't say that. Yeah, actually, yes, I can. Okay, because they weren't smoking dope most of the day. They weren't telling their parents how much more they knew than they did. Okay, they did have a God that they answered to, whether you like it or not. So when you look at these people, when you want to kind of pick and choose out of the past, I'm more than happy to pick every one of these things apart with you. A 17-year-old today doesn't have the common sense that a 17-year-old had in the early 70s. And a 17-year-old, I don't know, in the late 1700s, early 1800s, could probably start a business, have a family, and be successful at all of it because they were trained differently. A different work ethic, a different way of looking at things. They realized that they weren't the center of the universe. And for you parents who make your kids the center of the universe, shame on you. Look, it's okay to love your children. It's okay to want to help them. It's okay to even tell them that, you know, when it, look, my kids, there was always a joke. You're not special. Not to anybody else but me. When you're in the classroom, you're part of another 38 children. Nobody really cares about your special wants or desires or needs. So you've done this to your kids. You've allowed this to happen to your children. Now, until you decide to take control of your children, until you decide to help your little snowflakes move along in life, okay, then you're contributing to the problem that we have. So, I've been getting these emails and I've been getting these links and about President Obama leaving office, and he's going to sign an executive order making it. No, he's not. He can't make a law. So what's he signing? Do you want to? Yes, I'll misstate it anyway. So even if you pull it up and read it, I'm going to misstate it. You know that. Okay? First and foremost, so we're clear about this. Congress is the only one that can make a law. And you heard me, if you listened to the show earlier, all right? If you listened to the show earlier, I had Tom DelBacaro on. And what I said to him was this, because he brought up the constitutional thing too. And I said, that's great. When you have two bodies, legislative bodies, that actually have a spine and will actually take action. Okay? The president can tweak something through executive order. He can put off a law a little bit. He can make minor changes in it because of something that's come up. But he can't write a law. So go ahead. You will be once you stop squeaking.
Okay. All right. What it's saying is that Obama's administration's Department of Health and Human Services has just issued a final rule with one goal, to prohibit states from being able to defund Planned Parenthood and other abortion providers responsible for ending nearly 1 million vulnerable lives each year. So they're going to do it through a rule issued by the Department of Health and Human Services.
Policy rule, yes.
Right, which requires states to distribute dollars from Title X of the Public Health Service Act without taking into account whether recipient clinics perform abortions. Edict is set to go into effect January 18th, 2 days before inauguration.
Right. And on January 21st, all Trump has to do is take a piece of paper and write, I hereby nullify the order that Bonehead put in place just before he left.
Okay, but it's not an executive order. It's a rule. So those things don't have to go through Congress,
right? But he's telling them, no, the rules, no. Because what the agencies do is Congress comes out with a law, right? The agencies interpret the law, and they decide what policies need to be put in place to adhere to the law, to make the law, to apply the law. So the president now comes and says, look, I know you've figured all this stuff out, but I want to make sure that you do this. All right. So no, it's not a law. It's not binding, and it's not there forever. And my concern, you know this, I've been saying this for years, the conservatives need to stop, what do they call it, jumping the shark, or whatever they call it, right? Where you hear something, you don't go looking at what it means, and you don't realize that these changes are not laws. They're not in there forever. It doesn't require Congress to change it. Now that he's got the House, the Senate, and the presidency, yeah, we should change some of these laws to keep Planned Parenthood from getting all that money. Make it so that they can't donate back into a political whatever, you know, some kind of political campaign. But the bottom line is, yeah, a process, it's not binding. If it goes into effect 2 days before Obama takes, if that would happen again.
Trump.
Before Trump gets into office. If he doesn't change that, doesn't do something with it, then, you know, it'll be just a letdown on his part. And we'll be all over him like we were all over Obama, right? Okay. But this is my caution to you conservatives. I'm one of you. And the stories you guys send me and the emails you send me, the things you... Listen, the minute you start this stuff virally on Facebook and other places and it's false... And I'm not talking about the fake news that these idiots are talking about all over the place. I'm talking about when you jump on something and you don't have all the information and you believe it to be truth, and it's gospel truth. No, it's not. Obama has gotten away with, we're still a little raw. I get that. I got all of that, okay? We're still a little raw because Obama got away with everything. You let him. No, I apologize. Well, actually, you did let him. I love blaming you guys. You ever notice that? All right, it's your fault because... We keep sending the same legislators, spineless legislators, to Washington all the time. They do a crappy job as a school board school board member. They do a crappy job as a city council member. You know, they do a crappy job as a state legislator, and you just keep graduating them. You're like a lousy school system. You know, say get them out, get them out, get them out, get them out, move along, and you keep graduating them. And you keep putting them in. Again, we do it here in California all the time. You keep moving them up the food chain. I don't know. What do you think? You get them out of your way? Thank you. So what you do is you send them. They screw your city up. So you move them to the state so they can help screw up your state. And then you move them to the federal government so they can help screw up everybody. Thank you. Appreciate that very much. No, stop doing it. Stop sending these boneheads there. You know, I wrote a piece when the Republicans won the House and the Senate in 14. I said, if we don't change leadership, we're screwed. Now, I blew it. I blew it from a standpoint. I said, look, if we don't change leadership and we don't do what the people want us to do, we're going to hand the two houses and the presidency back to the Democrats. Okay, but I'll tell you what. I think I was partially right, and I think the Democrats helped me out on this one. They were so out of touch. I would have never thought they would have been this out of touch. They were so out of touch with reality. Now, they're at that age where a lot of them could be suffering from, you know, what do they call it, post-LSD trips or something. I don't know. From the 60s and 70s, right? I mean, really, their vision of reality is so skewed. Think about this. The people that run the Democrat Party right now are looking for the reasons why they lost. And all they got to do is pick up a picture of Hillary Clinton. It's all right there. They're still trying to make sense out of this. I love it. I think it's a... Please. Please, please, please. Keep doing it. Keep on. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Have a great rest of the day. We're back here tomorrow. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. I love to irritate those that like me as well as those that don't like me. Anyway, head up to the website, realside.com. Pick up the book. Comment on the articles that are up there. We'll be back tomorrow. Be safe, and we'll catch you later.